Thank you for that
special this morning. That was really, really good. And the encore there at the end lifts our spirits. Yeah, thank you for that. This morning we're looking again in Hebrews chapter 11. This time we're looking at verses 28 through 31. Enabling vision of faith. It's an ongoing series in the faith book, Hebrews chapter 11, and beginning with verse 28. I'll be reading that this morning. And it has three different areas of faith and how faith works, how God works through circumstances and situations that seem impossible to us, but not to God. And the scripture does tell us nothing is impossible with God. Everything is possible. So with faith and our trust in Him, He even shows things in our lives that we can overcome, like walls that will come down that we build up inside or around us sometimes, and God wants to work in our lives just like He did at Jericho when the walls came down and the children of Israel was able to go in and take the land that God had promised. So follow along with me here, beginning with verse 28. And the scripture says, by faith, he, talking about Moses here, I read those two verses last Sunday because they weren't a part of last Sunday's message, but they are this morning. So by faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. In verse 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. You know, they didn't just fall over. They just fell in place. If you read the scriptures in the Hebrews, they went straight down. That's amazing how God works like that. But they fell down after they had been encircled for seven days. And then verse 31. And what more shall I say? No, I'm sorry. 31. For by faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And it's interesting that how God worked through Rahab, and it was promised that she and her family would be spared. She prayed that, and she was faithful, and God honored that. And it's interesting, her life, of course, she was a harlot or a prostitute, and God still used her, and she's in the lineage of the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1. She is listed there. So it's amazing how God takes the humble and the low and makes something special out of their life and makes them a part of some of God's plan. Now, when we're looking at this passage of scripture here this morning, you know, we've been learning how to leave the legacy through faith lessons from God's heroes. And these are lessons for us. And they're good lessons for us to learn and to be teachable so that we can also apply these things in our lives as well. And these men and women became more than they could have ever imagined because their faith attached them to God. Their faith, you know, our faith is attached to God. We trust Him with our lives and our circumstances. And that's why God is willing to to provide everything, his resources to us, just like he did here in these three, four verses. So God therefore built his enabling into them so that they could accomplish God's will in the situation in which they lived. And they had various situations going on within their lives. You know, vision creates faith, and faith creates willpower. And that's what happens in our lives when we have that kind of faith. So when you think about faith, faith stands out as a quality in the New Testament. As I was reading and searching the scriptures for the different types of faith that's mentioned by the different books of the Bible, I found there's 483 references to faith. 483. Now, I don't know. You might think, well, what does it matter? Well, if it was mentioned once, that's enough, right? But it was so important that faith be mentioned at least 483 times, because it encountered different circumstances and situations in people's lives that the writers thought worthy to place those in the scriptures that many times, so that we could learn, so that we wouldn't forget, we would remember how God works in our lives. Now, faith is the most amazing way, and it brings us, I think, into the fullness of God. Faith brings us into the fullness of God. That means that we can see the full aspect of his perspective in everything that's going on in this world or within our lives. We can see his full perspective as our faith grows, as we read and study the Bible, as we look to him for guidance, as we search him for making decisions in our lives. And we make decisions every day. There's important decisions. There's unexpected decisions we have to make. Those hidden things that we don't always understand. But there's all, God knows all of it. And then when we find out about it and we're concerned about it, then we take our concerns and our cares to him. And then he works through those things on our behalf to bring out the best for us. So now, our passage today contains many different events, and I just read them in these verses here, in which people demonstrated their faith in God. So first of all, we're going to be looking at keeping the Passover. You know, that was very important for the children of Israel. We keep a sense of the Passover by taking communion, because Jesus commands it. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." But the Israelites and the Hebrews, it was a specific reason for they did, because they was in captivity for over 400 years, and they prayed to God to deliver them, and he did, and he kept that promise and placed Moses right in the midst of that to help them in that area. So when we're looking at verse 28, the first demonstration of faith is drawn from obedience of Moses and the enslaved Israelites in verse 28. So I'm just thinking about Moses, how God singled him out. He singled him out as the one who kept the Passover here in verse 28. The writer indicates that he made arrangements for the Passover. Moses did this. He honored God with keeping the Passover. So they made the unleavened bread. They slew the spotless lamb and applied the blood over the doorpost. And when the dwelling places, when the death angel would see the blood and pass over the house, not the firstborn or anyone would be slain. So Moses, he believed God and acted on his belief, because therefore, the Israelites believed Moses and acted on God's word. Now, that's in Exodus chapter 12. And if you want to read that, where it talks about Moses and the Israelites keeping the promise and the Passover and everything, it's Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 through 45. And you can read about that. How, and here in verse 28, because it was listed in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, in keeping the Passover, when the Israelites acted in accordance with the instructions that God, delivering through Moses and applied the blood, did, the angel passed over. And then it says, by faith, Moses kept sprinkling the blood. And that's also in Exodus chapter 12, verse 22 and verse 23. So he kept sprinkling the blood because this was a command, preparing for the Passover, and the angels of death would pass over. So though this belonged only to the first celebration of the Passover, it reflects the significance of the blood in God's covenant relationship with his people. And even if you go back in Hebrews in the New Testament, where we're at here in chapter 11, but you can read about that in chapter 9, verses 12 through 22. But looking at us, the application for us today, the application of the blood of the Passover lamb is still available by faith. It's still available by faith for the whole world today. Because that's why God said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So still today we are taught by it, and that whosoever comes to the cross is sprinkled with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Lamb of God who was slain and sacrificed for us and is covered from the judgment of God that will come upon this world one of these days. Judgment came upon the people of that day because when that death angel passed over and the blood wasn't on the post, then the firstborn and those there died. And that was a warning to Pharaoh and all of those who disobeyed God. But by faith, Moses kept that the Passover and honored God with obedience. Now, let's look at the next thing, passing through the Red Sea. We just see where the writer talked about the Passover and Moses and the Israelites honor God with obedience in keeping the Passover and the things that take place. Now, it shifts again here by passing through the sea in verse 29. Faith in God and obedience to his word will open a way where there is no way. Can you imagine being a part of that caravan coming out of Egypt? And they're probably thinking, you know, Moses, where are you leading us? Where are we going? I mean, there's nothing but a big sea, and it's called the Red Sea, and the armies are behind us. What's going to take place? Well, Scripture says right here, also in Exodus chapter 14, it tells us how the children of Israel were wonderfully enabled to pass through the Red Sea, and how the Egyptians were engulfed when they tried to do the same thing. See, God protected them. God had a plan. And then, by faith, it indicates faith of all, for they encouraged all to pass through the Red Sea. By faith, they all, everyone that came out of Egypt, the Israelites that were with Moses, everyone was able to pass through safely as if they was on dry land. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. Can you imagine Moses lifting his staff up and the water just parting, coming up like a big wall, and they walked across on dry land? That's amazing. That's outstanding. How powerful God is. See, Moses, the man of God, was given the ability to orchestrate its opening But the people had to determine to fall into the never-before-seen path that was dividing the sea. God was all-powerful and did that. It was this moment that the faith of Moses communicated itself to the people, and guess what? They followed him. They followed him. And here we see the faith of a leader of a people who were prepared to attempt the impossible command of God. Going back to verse 1 of this chapter of Hebrews, faith is the substance of those things hoped for and the evidence of those things seen. That verse fits the picture of the walls of the water coming up. The evidence of not seeing, knowing how we're going to get across, and God provided a way. So, though what God commands seems impossible to his people, faith responded in faith. They responded in faith, and God makes a way where there seems to be no way. They acted in faith, and they saw the salvation of God take place. All right. Now we'll go to Jericho. Encircling the city of Jericho in verse 30. Now you can read about this also in Joshua chapter 5, starting around verse 13 and reading through chapter 6, verse 27, about all the details about how they marched around for 6 days, and on the seventh day they marched around seven times. And Joshua said to the priests, "Do not blow your horns until I give the command." And when he gave the command, the walls came down. So in verse 30, the writer of Hebrews now commends the second generation. And this is the second generation of the accent of their faith, which brought down the walls of Jericho. So despite the fact that the promised land was promised to them, they had to fight for it in faith. They wouldn't have succeeded. They had to do this. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 13, through chapter 6, verse 27, tells exactly the details again how that took place. But they had to fight for it. They had to follow God's command and to claim the promise that God was giving them. So, by faith, they persisted in obedience to God's command. The seventh day, they marched around seven times, and then the priests blew their horns. And now, this might have been, seem ridiculous to a military science or those who or in the military or something like that. But God's strategy was first to teach his people faith before he taught them how to enter a warfare. God has the best instruction. See, it says in Joshua chapter 6, 3 through 5, the people obeyed in faith and the walls of come tumbling down as God said it would happen. Exactly how it would happen. So as Israelites obeyed and they saw the victory, so we too, as we obey God's word, we see victory over the strongholds of sin or Satan or the world, the holes and the ties that they may have on us. We can see the strongholds come down. See, we see walls come down in our lives by our obedience to God. Now, they will come down. So, perhaps, I was thinking about this, the things in our lives, the walls that come up around us, or the barriers in our lives, maybe, or other people's lives, or in the world. Perhaps a wall between you or a family member, or a friendship, or things in our lives that the walls just won't come down. You know, you try it over and over and over. And I know I've talked to many people. I've talked to people over the last few weeks that have walls in their lives that they're struggling with and so forth. And this is a good example of how God works in all situations. It doesn't matter if it's a little seed or the big mountains. God can remove them. You know, you've been marching around, working on, going through the situation for a long time. And you know, you might say, and that's great. Because the longer the wall has been up between you and these situations, the more you know it can't be brought down on your own efforts. See, there's no way Moses himself could have taken those Israelites through the Red Sea. He couldn't have done it on his own power. It wasn't in that rod, that staff, but it's in the power of God working through him, through obedience, that it took place. And it's the same way in our lives today. It can happen. It can happen. See, walls come down when God moves in. You've heard me say this before. Whatever God brings to you, he will bring you through it. And that's the situation here. Walls come down when God's in it. But until God moves in it, we're just like chipping away. The frustration will just fill our lives. It will consume you, fill your heart. And having faith in God helps you realize that human skill or ability is insufficient when you finally say, and this is what we have to do. Lord, if anything is going to happen, it's going to be because of you. That's the way we have to approach God. If it's going to happen, we know it's not impossible with you, but you can make it happen. That's when the wall will come down. God always provides the victory. He provides the victory. He provides the victory over sin and death. Oh, death, where's your sting? See, God has the power over even death because he provided eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, let's look at our final one here in verse 31. By helping the obedient. Helping the obedient. Verse 31 gives us an example of Rahab who demonstrated her faith by her deeds. See, she put her deeds in action. She didn't just talk about them or because of her situation or her lifestyle or whatever. She knew of God, the Israelite God. And even though she was in a bad circumstance or situation, in a place that she shouldn't have been, and even though that she knew the spies came in, God worked through her to provide a way for Israelites and so forth to come in and take over this city. And she says, I want to be on God's side. I want to be on the winning team. And she knew her life wasn't pleasant, wasn't good. And the only way out for her was to put her life and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Yahweh. And he made her a part of his great plan. Now, Rahab is the most surprising hero of faith that we will encounter as you read about her, and then she's here in the Hebrew chapter 11, the heroes of faith. She illustrates that anyone, even a Gentile woman of questionable character, could be delivered by faith from a decreed judgment. See, faith helps turn us around and do what is right regardless of our past or our disapproval of others. See, God, we may disapprove of a lot of people, and a lot of people may have disapproved prove of us, but it doesn't matter. It matters what God thinks about us and how God is going to use us in life. And we may think the same about someone else, but see, we're all made in the image of God. We are to be holy and righteous in our lives and obedient to Him. So you see, it's God that sees inside. We might not see good in any person or anything that we see that doesn't measure up to what we think is right. And rightly so, if we be fruit inspectors, but we're not to judge. But see, God sees the heart. He saw the heart of Rahab, and He worked out and orchestrated a miracle in her life, and a miracle of Israelites, and they prevailed. Rahab's real faith found courage to take the Lord's side and hope in Him and not in man, according to James. Even James chapter 2 verse 25 tells us about that as well. See, her faith would place her in the genealogy of Jesus. If you today look in Matthew chapter 1 verse 5, and you'll see her name listed as the mother of Boaz, who married Ruth and the grandmother of David. See the genealogy of that? Well, that's amazing to me how God works His divine purpose in all of our lives. There's no doubt that our faith in God faces tough testings. When we suddenly find ourselves in an uncharted territory, facing circumstances, as we have read and studied here, we have never faced before, but God will prevail. And during those times, we can look back like Moses, the Israelites, and Rahab, who in desperate situations obeyed God, moved forward by faith. And you know, you and I can do the same thing in our lives and our circumstances. So, by looking at this particular chapter here and these verses 28 through 31 this morning, it tells me living by faith grows, matures, it develops us. It really does. Faith, we tap into God's presence and we tap into His power. And so when we step out by faith in God, led by the Spirit of God, grounded in the Word of God, we see visible answers to our faith. Just like we see here in these scriptures of Moses and Rahab, the coming down of the Jericho walls and the parting of the sea. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Only the power of God can do that. So there's no wall in your life, my life, there's no circumstance in our life that cannot be fixed, because God is on His throne. With faith, trust in Him, all things are possible. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for these scriptures today. And as we looked into them and saw how You was able to reveal to us the power of faith and all the mentioning references of faith in the New Testament alone, not counting the Old Testament, just in the New Testament, 483 references. Lord, that's encouraging to every one of us, and we should get into the Word and we should search it and look and see how we can be a part of Your great plan. We know that we are, but how You work through the circumstances of the scriptures today, and it's relevant to us today in this world, in the circumstances that we face from day to day, and we'll face in the future, because we don't know what the future is going to bring, but You do. But whatever You bring to us, You'll bring us through it. You'll be with us through it. And that's encouraging. That's powerful. So help us to not waver in any way as we look each day, just like today. We get up and say, oh no, there's snow. So what do? Stay home, or we go to church, or what are we going to do? Well, we have faith in you, Lord, that you will be with us, you'll help us, keep us safe, and you'll provide for us, and we'll be the better for it because we trusted you. Lord, in our final song here this day, Lord, help us to be strong in our faith, steadfast in our witness for you, not wavering in any way, but being positive and bold, just like disciples, and sharing their faith with others. Lord, we praise you and we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to stand and we're going to sing our closing song.